The Arizona Cardinals Daily Report is presented by the Arizona Lottery. You can't win if you don't play.
Many say you find out the character of a man when adversity strikes. It will be imperative to see how the Arizona Cardinals respond as they head up to Green Bay to face Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers. Despite the losses, one thing that remained consistent is the play of middle linebacker Darrell Washington, coming off multiple sack games, as he looks for a bid for the Pro Bowl and win number 5. Let's catch up with the linebacker and see how he plans to make it rough for Aaron Rodgers and the Packers.
Let's go!
This kid, I think, is going to be one of the best linebackers in the NFC.
So Darrell, you're now in your third year, and you continually get better. And I know that you've seeked the advice of veterans like Adrian Wilson, Larry Fitzgerald. Why does it mean so much to you to be great?
I mean, who doesn't want to be great? You know, I think that any organization, any competitor who plays the game of football, any sports, you know, kind of want to be that guy. And, you know, you don't want to be average in this league, especially. I want to kind of stand out and, you know, be one of the faces of the franchise where people know me and people know who I am, not just the guy that says that I played in the league. I just want to kind of establish myself as one of the guys, the elite guys.
Well, you're definitely elite. I believe third in the league right now with 8 sacks going into game number 9 against the Green Bay Packers. What has enabled you to become, as some would say, a sack master and have success in sacking the quarterback and developing your all-around game?
Well, I think just work ethic. I mean, I like to work. I like to, you know, learn new things every day. But, you know, I have to give a lot of credit to Coach Ray Horton and my linebacker coach, Matt Raich, and just my defensive line and the secondary. I mean, those guys make me who I am, you know, allow me to make plays and give me opportunities to do that. So when I do get the opportunity, I have to be willing to make it.
Good
Let's go, man.
Yo, can you talk about your maturation process from when you came into the league from TCU, just a great athlete, and then how you developed as you talk about being elite linebacker in the National Football League?
Well, I think you look at the elite linebackers that came before me. You know, Ray Lewis, Mike Singletary, those guys you look at and say, I want to be like this. Even Derrick Brooks, you know, from Tampa Bay, those guys that I've always watched and try to, you know, really pan my game out there. And when you look at those guys and where they come from and where they are today, you know, you say, well, I want to be one of those guys one day. So how can I do that? What are the questions I have to ask? You know, and then you just try to continue to keep getting better and keep learning, and hopefully you can get to that point.
So you guys came off of, some would say, a lackluster performance on Monday night. What was the frustrating part about that game for you because the defense had been playing so well up to that point?
I think the most frustrating thing is that, I mean, you know, anytime it's Monday night, you know, you got the crowd in front of you and, you know, you're at home, it's a division game, and those guys don't like you, you don't like them, and we know that. You know, it's going to be a dog fight, but just to come up short and fall short in that game and knowing that we left plays out there on the field that we could have made, we should have made, I think that's the most frustrating thing.
But I see you out there, you put it out on your back for 60 minutes. I mean, you're coming off 2 games in a row with 2 sacks. What do you do to try and motivate your teammates coming into this week in Green Bay where it's going to be another formidable opponent?
Just try to put pressure on Aaron Rodgers. You can't allow him to sit back there and pick you apart. You want to definitely bring pressure, disguise him, you know, get some hits on him even when he does get the ball out. And just kind of keep him uncomfortable for the most part. If he feels the pressure coming, we're going to allow him to get the ball out quicker than he wants to. So I think for us, the defense, we got to take pride in giving those opportunities that we will have to get to him and to cause turnovers and hopefully just have him uncomfortable for the whole game. And if we allow ourselves to do that and keep him uncomfortable, we'll be successful.
One thing you talked about being elite, being an all-pro, you're third in the league in sacks, 5th in tackles. What do you need to do to continue to get better or become that, get that all-pro status?
Continue to keep working. Don't, you know, stay humble and, you know, not to really think about the stats. Just think about going out there playing 60 minutes. You know, and in that, and in getting those stats, you want to think about wins. You know, just what can you do to allow your team to be successful? What else can you do? And every player have to have that same mental approach. And I think when you have a group of guys who on that have that same mentality, it's easier on your individual to be successful.
all about being successful and getting those wins. This has been the Cardinals Daily Report. This is Darrell Washington. I'm Damian Anderson.
Score a chance at a Cardinals VIP experience and a $1,000 gift card when you purchase Arizona Lottery tickets at one of the Safeway events. Visit ArizonaLottery.com for details.